Morning. Joining us now in our studio is from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, the President Lisa Peterson, and also Jane Bartho. Are you the events guru? Is that what we call you?
Membership and events.
Membership and events.
Two hats.
Ladies, welcome.
She wears lots of hats.
Thank you so much
for
coming
for
in.
Us.
We're 9 days away from Winter Walk?
Yes.
Oh, 11.
11?
Is it 11?
Oh, if you count the weekend.
Yeah. A week from Thursday. So 7 plus 2.
That equals 11 in your book?
Oh.
9.
Oh. See, that's why I don't do the budgets.
You got out of that whole thing.
Oh, my goodness.
It's early.
Yeah.
It's Sunday, right?
I know. By the way, Lisa, she's taking a 4-day weekend.
She's still on the weekend.
Exactly.
Winter Walk, though, is coming up. And how many, have you counted the annuals? When did we start this? Was it in like 2000 or so?
Well, this is our 22nd.
22nd.
It would have been our 23rd, but last year, last year doesn't count.
Probably started in a previous century, but it quickly grew into just a wonderful tradition in downtown Northfield, Winter Walk, 23 years ago or whenever it was. Last year, we didn't really have much of one, if memory serves. What were we doing last year at this time?
Last year was really warm. Mm-hmm. Should have been Winter Walk Day, and we put out a lot of little Grinch characters in Bridge Square, and so families could take their pictures with the Grinch and the Who's down in Whoville. And we didn't have an actual Winter Walk celebration, but mm-hmm. we were able to do that, and that was really fun, and people enjoyed it.
Yeah. Now, are we able to have a celebration this year?
Well,
we are.
Yes.
Absolutely. Just same old, same old. I mean, bigger and better than mm-hmm. last year, and we've got... We grew it by one block,
mm-hmm.
so we've shifted the street barricades, which in my direction, south.
That would be south, mm-hmm. yeah.
South, yep, uh-huh. all the way down to 8th Street. So
we've got
more festivities down that way.
Mm-hmm.
We've got just loads and loads. I've got lists of all the participants, and everybody's got a little bit of something going on, whether it's music or treats
mm-hmm.
or... performances on the showmobile as well.
Yeah, there are so many things going on. Every individual store, everybody that's participating has something going on. Let's start off, though. Let's talk about the things that are, I guess, inclusive of all of the above that the chamber is putting on. First of all, the showmobile. So you're going to have the showmobile there, and there's going to be quite a bit of activity on that.
There
tell us about it.
Will be.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, the middle school has been the key performers. They started at 5 o'clock, and they ring in Santa. The lights all go on Bridge Square and the bridges, and it's packed with like mm-hmm. hundreds and hundreds of students and parents. So this year, we're going to do 5th grade performance at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
6th grade performance at 6 o'clock, and 7th grade performance at 7 o'clock. So it's going to be kind of spread out. It's mm-hmm. going to be longer lasting. And then in between, this wonderful mm-hmm. station in Northfield has offered to stream Christmas music all night.
All night long, yeah.
So we're going to be receiving it.
Yes, we'll be blasting it out.
Yes, from the showmobile as well. So there'll be jingle bells throughout the night. And so that's a new addition that's just going to add a little bit of festivity to the air.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a real fun time. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, we'll appreciate have a, you
we'll
guys
see
doing
who,
that.
We'll see who our Winter Walk DJ will
ooh.
Be. We'll have like an in-staff contest. We'll so looking forward to that.
It's going
to
be awesome.
You know, Santa, Rudolph, all those people, are they going to be there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got Frosty and mm-hmm. Rudolph. We've got about at least 6 elves right now. I'm thinking we've got a roaming Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be going up and down the streets with some reindeer if I pull my, get my ducks in a row on that one. We've got the Grinch down mm-hmm. at Community Resource Bank.
Okay.
We've got Santa at the Northfield Historical Society, sponsored by, Merchants Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, individual stores have musical performances throughout the night. The Northfield Community Church down at the end of 8th Street is going to have their choir performing for a couple hours between 5:30 and 7:30. The library is going to have a boatload of indoor activities.
So, including trains, from what I understand. Was that crazy
days? Smaller. Nope, they did. They used to. It's not going to be as grand as it was. They're going to have some sort of engineer photo booth opportunities, some train displays, music, crafts for the kids, and a lot of indoor stuff there, too.
Right. Sounds like just a fun night. A lot of the traditional things. And, of course, this whole thing is to promote and show off Northfield. The merchants that we have here, the unique vendors and unique gift items that they have come together for Christmas. It's there's no place like it.
It's it's beautiful.
It's very Norman Rockwellish.
Well, we're kind of going with the hometown Christmas this year, sponsored by Hometown Credit Union.
Oh, very good. Boy, you could use that in their commercials right there. So,
they'll be decorating that big old tree on Bridge Square, and they'll be giving out goodies the night of the event as well. They're going to set up a special booth right there.
All right. And as things go, a winter walk, you can usually find some goodies to eat, some hot chocolate, some hot apple cider or hot something, depending on where you want to stop into. It's going to be loaded with all of that stuff. All right, what else do we need to know?
Well, I do want to tell you that the VFW is, they'll be selling brats and hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Yes, Lisa will buy a few.
She is in a singing
mood.
Those are her
fave. I am. I love hot dogs.
Can you tell me what's in a hot dog?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I don't even care. I love them.
So, I'm kind of the same way.
The chewier, squishier the bread, the better.
Yeah, I know. The white cheap bun.
So I know there's lots of people giving away food that night, but the VFW wants everybody to know that all their donations are going to go to the children's cancer hospitals and to the troops overseas.
Yeah, so it's really important that we eat a lot of hot dogs.
Yes. Yeah, stop by in there. Yes. That's a good way to spend the evening.
It is.
Or
it
least
will be.
A portion of the evening, anyway.
So we've got Santa coming in on a fire truck. That's kind of exciting this year. We've got the city involved. They're bringing the fire truck is going to be displayed. The plows that have the portraits on them, you know, the painted plows are going to be there, lights on. Taylor Truck's going to have one of their big old, I don't know if it's going to be their electric truck, but some truck. They've decked it all out with lights.
Okay.
So that's going to be down. Yeah, that's going to be kind of cool. Something a little bit different.
James Younger Gang is going to be at Aldrich Technology, so you can get your picture with them again.
That's right.
Boy, just perfect.
Yeah.
It sounds like such a fun day. And hopefully, you know, I usually don't root for snow, but, you know, this is an event where you kind of want to root for snow. I generally like the 55-degree days like yesterday at this time of year, but maybe we'll get some snow. That's still 9 or 11 days away.
I think, depending on your math, yes.
Don't come on Saturday. Don't come on Saturday.
It's always a fun time. It's coming up a week from Thursday.
Yes.
Winter walk, you said? One more thing?
I got one more thing, yeah. Uh-huh. Nuger, they've got their parking lot. Mm-hmm. They're going to be putting heaters there and something to sit on. I don't know if they're going to do hay bales or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll actually have an addition of an outdoor seating area that's heated this year, so that's new too.
And they put lights up already, I saw, across the parking lot, like those cool like
Edison.
They're really,
are they smaller?
No, they're like Edison bulbs.
Yeah,
looking
cool.
Like, yeah, so it's cool. Very festive already.
Very festive.
Yeah,
so exciting.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's a week from this coming Thursday, winter walk. It starts at 5, goes on till
whenever
you get done, so party all night maybe.
We're also doing the snowflake hunt. Ooh, snowflake hunt. We're
going
to get the clues to you and the newspaper and our website, our Facebook pages, starting Monday.
Starting Monday.
The
all
clues,
right.
The prize for the person finding that snowflake ornament is $750.
Not
so
bad.
It is well worth your time.
All right.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Do you have to register to win that? You have to find it to win
it. You have to find it.
Okay.
On the ornament, there's a little charm that has Melissa Barnhart's name and number. So the first person that finds that calls her, is the winner.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming in. Best
Thank
of luck
you.
With Winter Walk. Always one of the best days of the year here in Northfield, and looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Lisa Peterson and Jane Bartho from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Jeff, getting out of here. I'll be back tomorrow morning.